This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. We will share with you our toll-free numbers and also the Skype username that allow you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Of course, you can't avoid finding out that it's Veterans Day today. I found out when I actually tried to go down to City Hall and they were closed in the middle of the week. I said, oh, it must be some kind of holiday. Turns out it's Veterans Day.
Yeah, there's not too many holidays you'll find that they have them right on the in the middle of the week. But Veterans Day is one of them. It comes from Armistice Day, which was the 11th day at the 11th month at the 11th hour.
That was World War II, right?
World War I,
okay.
I think it's one of the... Well, I don't want to give it a superlative, but it was an evil thing to do. They signed the...
Changing Armistice Day to Veterans Day?
No, the changing of Armistice Day to Veterans Day was really sort of a celebratory thing surrounding World War II. But Armistice Day was much more about remembrance than Veterans Day is much more sort of celebration about, America, that kind of thing. But what the 11th hour thing was is that they had signed this peace treaty hours before this in a railroad car in France someplace, I'm not exactly sure. And they just decided to essentially, you know what would be really neat? Is let's make it at 11 o'clock. Since it's November the 11th, let's make it at 11 o'clock, then we'll have the 11th day, the 11th hour. The
and people were killing each other right up until that time.
People were, yeah. Right, let's let our boys just go ahead and kill each other.
So we can have our 11. Get the numbers in a row.
Yeah, and we have read these. Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny if it isn't your father or brother that's catching a bullet in the face. And it is funny. I mean, it's funny how we can sort of look back now, something like 100 years later, and say, man, what an evil thing to do. But they did it. And I guess
governments are best at is doing evil things.
Well, and
calling themselves good the whole time.
I suppose if you can imagine what it might be like to be one of those people that was killed after the peace treaty was being a relative of one of those people that was killed after the peace treaty was signed, and then your essentially your loved one died for nothing, as though your loved one didn't die for nothing in World War I anyway.
Mm.
Other than sort of the collapse of empires, which wasn't what the purpose of the war was in the first place, World War I's really sort of importance was these collapse of these old empires.
Didn't World War I start because some prince got assassinated, Prince Ferdinand or something like that?
Archduke Ferdinand, sure, in Serbia.
Yeah.
It was really sort of a dumb assassination in the first place, but those guys with the black hand or whatever it was, the clenched fist, whatever they were, they they got what they wanted. They got a full-scale destabilization of the empires of Europe, including the collapse of Russia comes out of World War I, the collapse of the Tsar in Germany, the Austro-Hungarian Empire shatters, the Ottoman Empire shatters. Essentially the monarchy in England is done away with as a result, partially that's the case. France doesn't get a big change other than the fact that all their men are dead. That's a pretty big deal. But, I find that Armistice Day is, celebration of some very sad things, and that's pretty much how people view World War I in the first place. And
so, Mark, you've got a story that you want to tell about one veteran from World War II. World War I. I apologize about that.
I know you don't know the difference.
I know the difference somewhat. I know some differences. But I want to get to your story here. It has to do with the veterans and Veterans Day and all that, and we'll get into it. But first, let's go to Skype, where we've got Aaron on the line in Philly. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Ian.
Hey.
I was wanting to call in about the Free State Project, and you're talking about how the Free State Project, New Hampshire and its Freedom Index for the Mercatus Institute has dropped to fourth place.
That's correct, yeah.
Over the last, I don't know how many years.
It's only been going on for a few, at least that we've been paying attention to for a few years.
I think there are four different ratings from the Freedom of the 50 States.
Right. So I dug a little deeper, and it seems like it was a little short-sighted when you picked New Hampshire, as it was a terrible place for education, family friendliness, jobs.
Actually, this is the number one place to raise kids.
So according to the Mercatus Center, they went from 40th to 20th between 2001 and 2010.
Isn't 20th better?
20th was a big raise, and it was largely because of your passage of gay marriage, which put you from 33rd to 1st in marriage freedom, I believe. So I'm curious, the Free State Project has been there for 10 years, and you've dropped in almost every category except for marijuana, civil liberties, and alcohol.
Well, when you say the Free State Project has been here for 10 years, we need to consider what 10 years ago was for the Free State Project. We moved 9 years ago, and I was the 135th mover. Ian was the 134th, and I believe the person along with him was the 133rd. So that was 9 years ago.
Right.
At this point, we have 1,800 people in state. There's been a tremendous rise. You have to get a certain amount of synergy. And I don't think that the Free State Project hasn't started yet. People have decided to pick up and move, but the Free State Project doesn't start until we reach 20,000 signers, and we're not yet to 18,000. So, this is on your mark, get ready. You know?
Yeah, that's true. And there's no doubt New Hampshire was absolutely the right choice. I mean, there were 10 candidates.
Well, I want to hear his proposals as opposed to why it's not, but I want to hear more about
that. But I'd like to explain why it is the right choice, because there were 10 candidate states. The candidate states were chosen mostly by their population, so small population states were pretty much the options. They excluded Rhode Island and excluded Hawaii due to rampant corruption and socialism in those two places. But otherwise, it was population-based. And New Hampshire won overwhelmingly in the vote, and it won for many, many reasons. In fact, there's 101 of them that you can actually watch over at 101reasonsfilm.com. That's a video version of what was originally a text file. It was originally sent out in text form, this long list of just an incredible, persuasive list of why New Hampshire is arguably already the freest place in all of the 50 states. And so, I mean, most people were persuaded by that, and New Hampshire won overwhelmingly in the vote of the 10 states. So there are a lot of reasons why. We can't talk about them all.
Aaron, have you seen that movie?
I haven't.
Okay,
actually.
Great.
I'm going to go watch it.
But it's only an hour long. Go ahead.
Make your case. This is one of my favorite things, is to sort of the revisionist history about which place should we have chosen for the Free State Project? Because I have one, too, and it's better than yours. It's American Samoa. There's 60,000 people there, and it's warm! Go ahead.
So one of the other choices for the Free State Project was Delaware, which coincidentally
that was my
has
choice.
Risen 5 points in its freedom since 2001.
Yep.
So that's a 7-point swing between the down and the up. And that wasn't even – I mean, I'm curious, when you guys factored in where to move, it seems like you picked, like, the city on a hill. Like, let's pick the best, freest place in the entire United States.
Nope.
And make it more free.
A fine idea, but I don't think that was the reason it was picked. I think I don't recall the Mercatus Center's rating being among the 101 reasons when I read
it. Didn't exist.
Back in, I think it did, can go here and take a look.
Oh, really? I thought it was only around for a few years.
The Mercatus rating, there one existed in 2001.
Oh, okay.
And then in 2007, New Hampshire was also rated number one.
No, it was definitely not on the list.
Then.
It was definitely not.
And then by 2009, New Hampshire slipped to 2, and then 2004, number 4. And we'll see where it's at. The expectation is it'll be higher than number 4 again in the future, but I've talked to people. That's all I know. So the reason that they picked it didn't have to do with how free it was. It had to do with the marketing of the people that were in New Hampshire. Somebody created the 101 reasons that New Hampshire should be one of these states, and there were 10 of them on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good marketing matters. The second closest was Wyoming, and it wasn't particularly close.
No, it wasn't really that close.
It wasn't particularly close. And for me, my choices, and I didn't vote because I decided to wait until they voted for whatever reason. I don't think there's a particularly good reason to have done that. But I decided to wait until they voted, and I had picked Delaware and Alaska. So different people had different choices.
855, 453, stand by, Aaron. We can continue. It's Free Talk Live.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. That toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. Go to saveatpurse.com if you want to save 20% easy on pretty much anything you need to buy through Amazon. Now, Amazon's already got great prices and a huge selection, so if you can knock another 20% off, why wouldn't you? Just go to saveatpurse.com, get started there. The trick is you got to have Bitcoin. That's how you get these incredible discounts. Saveatpurse.com, their site, their intro video will explain it to you. It's very simple. I've done it more than 24 times over the last year, and I'm a huge fan of what they're doing over at saveatpurse.com. And, in fact, they hopefully will be having a cool new announcement. I think they've made it publicly at this point, but they're going to like open up their own marketplace. And I'm not sure exactly how that's going to look or what it's going to be like, but if Purse is behind it, it's probably going to be pretty awesome. So go ahead and get started over at saveatpurse.com. When you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of any purchases you make from that point forward because, well, they can only give us a small portion considering that they're knocking a huge amount of money off the cost at Amazon for you. So save big time. Go to saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. As we go back to Aaron listening in Philly with some questions about the Free State Project. I don't know if we'd answered your concerns or where we were at with that discussion, Aaron.
It seems like you guys, I won't deny that it was one of the best choices, and like who's to look in hindsight and say what's what, because obviously you got a bunch of people excited and people are passionate and they're moving and you're collecting a bunch of people. That's success. The only other thing I wanted to mention is last night, Ian, you were talking about the Uber drivers and no one else has illegal Uber drivers making the headlines. And I wanted to refute that.
Philadelphia
has had hundreds of Uber drivers driving illegally in the city. Many were fined, arrested, had their cars impounded. And
they made headlines? They made one of them made the front page of the newspaper?
Several of them. It got to the point where the mayor actually came out in support of the Uber drivers because it became so politically expedient to do so because everybody was upset about it. They didn't want these Uber drivers arrested. They didn't want the cab monopoly. They didn't want to have these problems. And we were already past that point, to the point where the police are no longer enforcing it.
That's great.
Because otherwise it would occupy all their time. So, I mean, that's one battle that we fought and won in another city just by the free markets of everybody wanting something.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for the correction there.
So, I'm all for the Uber.
Were any of those Uber drivers libertarians who are advocating, you know, open marketplaces in the media?
See, that's another thing. Yeah, so not everybody has their own liberty issues that they care about, and that's what drives them. And so the places where I was mentioning in New Hampshire that are my objections is the places where you guys are free are not necessarily ones that a lot of families care about or your average citizen really cares, don't really care about their civil liberties. They don't use them that much. It's not a big
New Hampshire's free in a lot of ways. I mean, Mark, didn't New Hampshire win like the number one place to raise a family?
Yeah, that was one of the lists. We should really have a collection of all these things that New Hampshire has, come in first at, because it often gets brought up when people are attempting to sort of, you know, this revisionist history thing where, you know, where would have the best place to have picked for the Free State Project? And I'm as guilty as anybody. Every once in a while, I'll look at should we have picked here? Should we have picked there? I think it's interesting, frankly.
Yeah, I'd be curious about that list. You mentioned with the family friendliness. The Mercatus Institute had rated you 40th from family friendliness back in 2001 when you started. And a 20th was largely because of the gay legalization of gay marriage, which also...
Yeah, I don't remember who it was, but I mean, the Free State Project made a post and linked to some group that had done a study, and you know, they looked at, I'm sure, crime rate and things like that. And of course, there's almost no violent crime in New Hampshire, and like freedom to educate, and you know, number of other factors. Obviously, you know, whatever factors you're bringing in depends on how the list is going
to
turn out.
Whatever family friendly means to the individual. So one of the things, the three biggest complaints about the Free State Project are not how free is the state of New Hampshire versus the other states, because most people are moving from places like New York or where you live, I believe, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey and California and Florida and Texas and places like that, where it's just not a comparison. Some of the biggest complaints are, well, I can't move because my family doesn't live there. My family lives where I live. I can't move because I have a job. You know, those are number one and number two. to, and those are perfectly good reasons not to move for the Free State Project. Number three is the weather. But I'd like to compare what I've learned living in New Hampshire versus living in, say, Delaware or someplace like that. I'm from Florida originally. We don't have ice that falls from the sky. So I've only lived in Florida and New Hampshire. And the thing that's better about New Hampshire than, say, living in the Northeast someplace like Delaware, Pennsylvania, is you guys are constantly freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing. So you never know whether you're going to have black ice and you're going to step on the brakes of your car and it's not going to stop. Whereas in New Hampshire, it's frozen from December all the way to March.
Black ice all the time.
It is frozen solid, and the ice has been taken care of by the salt on the road, and all you have to worry about at that point is cold.
So I think something that also factored in with people deciding to choose New Hampshire of the 10 candidate states, like, for instance, there are some people who will complain about New Hampshire, and they'll say, oh, you guys, weed's not legal there. It's legal in Colorado. Why wouldn't you want to be there? I mean, that's cool.
Weed wasn't illegal in Colorado when we picked it.
But it doesn't matter. But that's, Colorado still wouldn't have qualified because it's too high of a population. But it's not about a one-issue thing. It's already mostly a free place compared to the rest of the country, and it's got a political system that is accessible by the average person. So here's my question, Mark. You used to live in Florida for 30-something years of your life. How many state representatives did you know personally in Florida?
What do you mean by personally?
Like, you knew their name, they knew who you were, you've had a conversation with them.
I think that Donna Smith might have been able to, at one point, pick me out of a lineup. That would have been one.
Yeah. And, how many here?
Dozens.
Yeah. So, how about you, Aaron? How many state representatives do you personally know in Pennsylvania?
So I grew up in Ohio, and I knew one there. He was my representative, but that was it.
Was he a libertarian?
You were active.
I should specify. How many libertarian state representatives did you know?
No, he was a Republican.
Okay.
I don't mean to attack you guys, but
no, it's fine. These are tough questions. They're good questions. I mean, people have a lot of objections as to why they don't want to move here. They don't understand why certain things were chosen. New Hampshire is an accessible political system, so it's already a mostly free place compared to the rest of the country, and the possibilities for it to become more free, what with thousands of liberty-minded people converging here and already having won political seats. As Mark pointed out, the Free State Project hasn't even officially begun the move yet, and we've got more than a dozen people in seats, in state representative seats here in New Hampshire. I mean, if that isn't an unprecedented success already, even if the Free State Project weren't to have another person move tomorrow, if it was all to shut down, we'd still have had more accomplishment from a libertarian perspective here in a decade than the Libertarian Party has probably had across the entire country in 40 years. And I challenge anyone to refute that.
No, I just don't want to see you guys in an echo chamber where everybody's rah-rah and we're all circular and everybody's patting each other.
I'm 100% with you on that. And a lot of people, they claim that Free Talk Live is an echo chamber because they're looking from the outside. The fact is that a good percentage of people who move for the Free State Project revile Ian. I mean, they don't like his activism.
Oh, yeah, people talk S about me all the time. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS.
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a Veterans Day story for you. Mark, you're going to tell us about a World War I veteran and his story. We'll get into that here, 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com, and please enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. If you're online at all, you do need to take steps to protect yourself, and ProXPN can help you with that. Just go to proxpn.com and use code FTL50, and you'll save big time on a virtual private network that encrypts your online data. So before your information reaches your internet service provider, it's encrypted, which means your ISP can't spy on you anymore, they can't tell on you anymore, they can't sell your data ever again. As soon as you start using ProXPN, go to proxpn.com, code FTL50. That gets you 50% off of the regular monthly price when you get the annual account. And by the way, that price is good for the lifetime of your account. So go to proxpn.com, get started there, and keep this in mind. ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Doesn't matter if you're using Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, or Linux. Support is there for you, and it's super easy to get started. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. Take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go to Ethan, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Ethan, with Ian and Mark.
Peace, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to first commend you for reminding everybody what today is about. And that's peace rather than memorializing and, you know, even promoting this war culture that we have today. So,
Yeah, it seems very difficult to honor veterans. And at the same, like today, in today's culture, it seems difficult to honor veterans and promote peace at the same time. But I imagine it was very, very easy post-World War One.
Right. And you know, we forget, or well, we've been trained to not think about, the first name of World War One was the war to end all wars. And so the only way they convinced this generation of young people to go fight and die was, okay, this is it, right? And actually, we all the servicemen, they'll present such type of thinking, you know? Really ignoring the fact that, like Smedley Butler, who was the most decorated Marine in U.S. history, you know, said, wrote War is a Racket, and he pointed out how all the institutions are benefiting from young people dying.
No doubt about it. It's a powerful book or pamphlet. It's relatively short, right?
Yeah, it's a big pamphlet or a short book. It's probably, I don't know, 60 pages maybe?
Absolutely worth the time reading. The specifics are like written as if yesterday. He's so wise.
It's prescient.
His style of writing is easy to read. It is sort of conversational, backwoodsy conversational kind of
stuff. That's my kind of reading. I don't like that academic crap.
It is not academic in any way.
Hey, thanks, Ethan, for sharing your thoughts. Anything else you want to get out? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I saw the post online today about the walls, and I just wanted to compare the idea of building a wall to the idea of celebrating war. And actually, what this holiday has turned into in celebrating this war culture, walls do the same thing. And the only thing good about walls, historically speaking, has been when they come down.
Mm. So where was this post about walls?
I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought there was a Facebook post contrasting.
Yeah, it was. There's a Facebook post. Ian doesn't see them all.
So there you go.
I just think that walls stop us from developing. Not that there's not a problem. I'm not negating that. I'm just saying that walls actually promote war and facilitate war, just like...
Absolutely. Yeah, if you divide people, you tell them stories about how people on the other side of that wall are evil, and you know, you get them to believe all kind of propaganda about it, then yeah, you push people apart, you create strife and division, and certainly walls do lead to that. Ethan, thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When he mentioned a post, I went to our website, freetalklive.com, thinking maybe there was something there. Of course, that's where everyone can go to, freetalklive.com. Now, you and some other folks do post regularly on our Facebook page, so there's stuff that's on the Facebook page that isn't on freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com is actually better than Facebook, in my opinion, because our website actually allows you to create the content. Now, when you go to the Facebook page, that's sort of curated by us, right? There's Mark and like two or three or four other people. I don't know how many folks you have on your team there, Mark, but there's some great volunteer listeners who will post things to the Facebook page. But you as a listener cannot go and post to our Facebook page. However, you as a listener can go to freetalklive.com, arguably the much more important website, and you can post right there to freetalklive.com through our Reddit-based system, and it's totally free to do that. So if there's some sort of story about whatever that you want to share with us and have us consider to talk about it on the radio, perhaps, the best way to do it is not to submit it to our Facebook page, but in point of fact, to submit it to freetalklive.com. So please do that when you get a chance. It's a brand new website. It looks great. It works well. And please give it a shot. If you haven't been in a long time, you should definitely drop back in and take a look. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. So you can share your thoughts with us here on Veterans Day. And I did like what he was pointing out there, that, you know, Armistice Day was about the end of World War One.
The end of the worst conflict in human history. In many ways, World War One was a real turning point. There were still, I guess, yeah, that was the first war, at least the first major war, that more people died from bullets than died from bayonets or, you know, pointy metal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big, that's a big change. When you're killing somebody up close, you're not going to be able to, A, kill as many of them, and B, you have to look your enemy in the eye.
Yeah.
And I think that that's probably an entirely different experience than being able to watch somebody fall in the distance. And now you don't even do that. They, you know, they're
drones.
They're a world away.
Let's talk to Dale. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello, Mark, and what you're saying is absolutely true. World War One was the first industrialized war where they had, oh, let's go to the lab and see what we can come up with and see how many people can kill with what we come up with. It was gas, submarines, airplanes, all these things changed warfare from what it had been for centuries.
Yeah.
And the reason I called was that, okay, today was Veterans Day, and I understand the thing about veterans, but it was originally Armistice Day, the day to look back on this and realize we don't need to do this anymore. You know, and I've heard you talk about the last guy to die in World War One. I can't recall his name. He died like 90 minutes before the war was over because they didn't have the smarts to say, oh, nobody shoot anybody this morning. Just stay here because it'll be over at 11 o'clock.
We've read this, and actually, I believe the last Canadian to die died at 11:01. Everybody was surrounded by surrounded the 11 o'clock hour by like 2 minutes. So these five guys from like England, France, the United States, Canada, and I can't remember Germany. They had the last ones. The French guy actually died with a bullet through the forehead, going to yell at his friends, "Hey, they're gonna have hot soup!" Pow!
Oh no.
Yep. And, you know, and to see that this has turned into Veterans Day, I didn't pay attention enough to know when they did this, but to me it's more a celebration of war than it is anything.
That's absolutely what it's turned into.
I mean, it's definitely so, like the military industrial complex got behind it and said, we're gonna promote this because it just makes people want to go out and shoot.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I think it's, you know, it was a very calculated move. Thank you, Dale, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can't have people thinking about peace. We need to be thinking about their love for war and fear of other countries invading because military industrial complex needs more funding. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. We just mentioned to you that it was brand newly redesigned. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it helps us. Your $5 a month helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country so we can talk about the ideas of peace and liberty, which are not generally discussed on national talk radio. Sure, there's some talk show hosts that will talk about liberty out of one side of their mouth, but they don't really understand what that means because on the other side of their mouth, they're talking about going to war. And you can't have liberty if you're stealing from people to fund a war effort. And you can't have liberty if you're stealing from people to fund people going to school or whatever other government program happens to be your favorite. If you've got a good idea, then if you've got liberty, that means you have to persuade people to support your good idea, whether it's, you know, feeding the homeless or fighting some other, you know, group of men and women in some other plot of land around the world. You should have to be voluntarily or recruiting people with persuasion to back those ideas. And government doesn't do that. Government doesn't persuade. It just simply uses force. So anybody that's on one hand talking about liberty or writing books with the word liberty in their title and acting like they care about it, but then on the other side of things is talking about all the things they want the government to do, yeah, they don't get liberty. So if you want to share your thoughts with us, you can do that. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, did you want to tell us a story about a World War I veteran who is long since gone from this earth?
So it's his name's Charles White Whittlesey. And Charles was born in Wisconsin, but they quickly moved to Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And he graduated from Pittsfield High School in 1905. And then he went on to Williams College, and he was a member of St. Anthony's Hall there and graduated in 1905. And he was considered the third brightest student in his class. Now, I think it's interesting that they would decide that somebody was the third brightest. You don't really see that done anymore. That would make somebody feel bad if they were called the third brightest, because then they're not the brightest. Everybody's got to be a special snowflake these days. So, nonetheless, I'm sure he thought that that was quite an accomplishment. Went on to Harvard Law School. He was known as the Count because of his demeanor. He was his accent, his poise. And he established a law office with a friend of his from Harvard in New York City. He was a member of the American Socialist Party for a few years before he decided that they were just too radical for him. Charles Whittlesey was basically a Democrat, okay, what we have today. And, you know, nothing particularly radical or special about that. When World War I came around, many young men saw it as their important patriotic duty to sign up. And when the United States decided to get into the war, Woodrow Wilson, who had said
that he wouldn't get them into war,
he was going to keep us out, buckled to the Republicans. And for the Republicans out there, I'm one too, but I'm sorry, it was the Republicans that wanted this really, really bad.
Did he buckle, or did he always intend to get into war and just lied about it?
That's up to you, and you can put the conspiracy theories together. But if you want to, if the word Lusitania is coming out of your mouth right now, I'd like to tell you that the Germans put out newspaper ads warning that they were going to sink that ship. So there was that isn't a particularly good reason to get into war. If you're going to be moving arms and supplies across the Atlantic, expect your ship to get sunk, whether it's got passengers on it or not. So anyway, Whittlesey signs up, and he's one of the million men that Blackjack Pershing takes off to the European theater. At this point, you got to consider Germany's basically beaten. It's been a long, hard slog, but they're really not going to be able to turn this around. All the powers are exhausted, but pretty much everything's going to likely end up where it is with Germany, you know, sort of a nominal loss. Well, the United States gets in because they're mad, and they send a million men over there, and it turns the tides completely. Now, what Whittlesey is he's a major at the Battle of Somme, and he does what he's supposed to do. They're told, advance at the Argonne Forest, and he takes his 500 men, who are all from the Lower East Side. They speak 42 different languages. If you can imagine the command difficulties that he might have with a unit like this, and he takes those men in. They take out machine gun nests. They do their job, and turns out the people on his flank didn't do their job. He's cut off. They're behind enemy lines because nobody else advanced the way they advanced. Mm. They did what they were supposed to do, and they're stuck. 5 days they're back there. After 4 days, they've been, you know, the waves of German attacks are coming.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just saying, oh, we see that there's some Americans behind our line. This is fine with us. That's my German accent, sorry. They're fine with that. No, they're not. The waves are coming in, and these guys are holding them off. There are about 500 of them. Half of them at this point are casualties. Half of those are dead. And, you know, the German commander sends...
So you can have a casualty without death?
Yeah, casualty is basically...
injury or death?
No longer can be employed as a soldier at that point. Although they can still fight. Like, if you're behind enemy lines and you're a casualty, you're likely still doing something about it, right? So the German commander sends in a POW that they've got. He's carrying a white flag. And he says a message in English, the suffering of your wounded men can be heard over here in the German lines. We are appealing to your humane sentiments to stop. A white flag shown by one of your men will tell us that you agree with these conditions. Please treat Private Lowell R. Hollingshead, that's the bearer of the flag, as an honorable man. He's quite a soldier. We envy you, the German commanding officer. Just telling him, hey, look, he's honorable men. We're honorable men of war. It's time to give up. It's over. You're behind enemy lines. Half of your men are casualties and the other half are dead.
So wait, the Germans were going to let them turn around and walk away?
No, they're going to take them as prisoners
okay.
of war.
Okay.
But they were going to stop shooting them
yeah.
and treat their wounded.
Okay.
You know, like, that's a... It's preferable, perhaps, to what they're dealing with. Whittlesey, the count here, they call him another... His nickname is Galloping Charlie, Charles Whittlesey. He says... you go to hell. His later account says he didn't say that at all. He just didn't see that there was any particular reason for a reply to this. But his men say he said, you go to hell. And he's
going to fight to the bitter end, huh?
Yeah. He ordered white sheets that had been placed as signals to Allied aircraft to drop supplies be pulled in so they would not be mistaken for surrender signals. And that night, a relief force arrived and the Germans retreated. Of the original 540 troops involved in the advance, 107 had been killed, 63 were missing, and 190 were wounded, and only 194 were able to walk out of that ravine. For this, two of the men... Charles Whittlesey and his second-in-command both received the Medal of Honor.
Okay.
This was at a time when officers could receive the Medal of Honor. There were times when in history that they couldn't. This was a harrowing experience, and these guys performed as valiantly as any soldier could be expected to perform. There's no doubt in my mind that Charles Whittlesey is a brave man. France put up a Lost Battalion monument to these guys for what they did.
That's what they were calling the Lost Battalion?
The Lost Battalion. The tabloid press at the time. Remember, they didn't have e-news and all this dreck that we that's consumed. They had newspapers, and so they had sort of a much more robust tabloid press, especially in New York City and that sort of thing. Tabloid press makes a huge deal about these guys being behind the lines. Really blows up Galloping Charlie into a... quite a war hero. They milked the story for all it was worth and really made something of it. In 1921, well after the secession of the hostilities, it's an event at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Sergeant York and Whittlesey and another fella, Samuel Woodfill, all Medal of Honor winners. They do these services there. Then Charles Whittlesey, He books passage to Havana on a freighter.
Wasn't illegal back then, huh?
No, not a big deal. He has dinner with the captain. The captain says he's in high spirits. Charles Whittlesey walks out on deck. He's had enough of the stinking, rotting flesh that visits him at night and the smoke from the battlefield that won't let him sleep. He jumps into the ocean. Another one of your war heroes just can't handle Washington's stinking policies. And he ends it all.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.